And it's my pleasure to welcome two special guests in studio with us, Diane, also formerly from the Home of Hope.
Yes.
We are going to keep your true identities a secret for now, so we're going with some pseudonyms.
The pseudonyms is Pesh. Good morning, Pesh.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, and you? And Kanye.
Good morning, how are you, Diane?
Very well, thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for being on the show this morning. I was shocked at the figures. I don't know if I'm just being ignorant or, well, this is why we're talking about this. People need to know more about this. I didn't know that so many kids go through this, Pesh. I mean, the figures that I heard only in Johannesburg, we're talking thousands and thousands of kids here that end up in this situation that you were in, right?
Yes.
How old were you when you fell into this underworld of trafficking?
I was 16 years old.
16 years old. May I ask you how it happened? How does it happen?
My parents passed away, so I was an orphan.
Okay.
Yes. So I had no one to take care of me. I had no one to look after me. So I had to find means to survive. Yes.
And then what? Does a guy approach you and say, listen, I'll take care of you?
It's guys and also close friends were like, okay, let me help you. You know, let's find means to survive. You know, you don't have to go through the hard way. You can just, there's easier ways to make this. You know, there's easier ways to survive. You don't have to sell sweets. You don't have to go work. You can just get easy money. So,
Gunny, do they, you know, what are some of the first things that you need to do? I mean, does it get really bad and ugly right from the start, or do they kind of
ease you in?
Ease you into this horrible life.
Well, no. They'll first show you the good side of everything.
Okay.
So you don't just get exposed to, like, the ugly, because obviously they're going to scare you away.
Okay.
So they have to find a way to lure you in. And then once you're used to the good side, that's when you get exposed to actually the realities of
everything. What's the good side? The money.
The money,
like, very, like, and you're not used to money. You're like, oh my goodness, you see money, like, lots of money. You're like, okay, nice clothes. You're like, oh, all these things that you've seen. You're like, oh my goodness, this is a good life. This is it. I've made it. And then eventually, then they introduce the drugs.
The rest. Yes. Kanye, how old were you?
I was 18.
You were 18 and Pesh, you were 16. So it's first the nice life, all the shiny things. Then, of course, it's the drugs. What kind of drugs are we talking about?
We start with weed, you know, like, oh, we're chilling. And then we have weed and then it becomes wonga. And then it's just, I don't know what the other stuff.
What's the second one?
Then it's wonga and then it's ecstasy and then it's everything. So wonga. We start with weed. Like, it's okay. Like, we're chilling. You know, like weed, they make it look nice on TV. Like,
Yeah.
Eventually,
cool,
yeah,
and stuff.
It's cool and stuff. And then you're like, oh my goodness, this is nice. This is the life.
What's wonga?
Wonga. It's also a drug.
It's a hard drug.
Hard drug. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna chat some more in a moment. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. You know, parents listening, kids listening. Not an easy topic, Diane.
No, it's not an easy topic, but that's the thing. Tomorrow we're celebrating Women's Day in this country, and that is what young women are exposed to.
In a moment, they will tell you how incredibly their life has turned for the good. But just going back there for a moment and just explaining to us what this is about. I think parents should know this. Pesha was saying that your parents passed away and that is often how they prey on kids, right? They're looking for kids that kind of need help. And then they come along as the Euros and they give you a life of money and friends. That becomes a life of drugs. And then eventually, unfortunately, also prostitution, sexual abuse.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
So is it one person or is it a group of guys? Is it a house? How does it happen? Where do you stay during these times?
It's mostly a group of guys, but obviously they will send one person and then you get to meet one person and then eventually get to meet all of them. But it's a group of guys. It's not just one person doing this.
But do you have one guy that kind of looks after you and then takes you around?
You have one person that you meet and then eventually when they're showing you the good life, like, oh, come meet my friends, you know, like, yeah, I'm chilling with my friends and then the friends are part of the group.
That what? I mean, the friends of this guy, are these the guys that you end up, you know, doing things with?
They don't do anything with you. It's the people that they have the clients you bring, you do stuff with the clients.
Okay. Kanye, Helm of Hope, obviously, you know, in a way, turned your life around. Am I right?
Yes, it did. It did, yes.
So they discovered you. How did they discover you?
Okay, so I don't want to really get into the nitty-gritties of how everything actually happened, but I knew someone who knew someone who knew Mom Kanye. So this particular someone that I knew actually saw a lot of potential in me at the time, and she was like, no, I know someone who can actually really help you, because you can actually go far in life. You know, this doesn't have to be your life, your story. So they arranged for Mom Kanye, for me to meet Mom Kanye, and she's always open to meeting, to helping out and meeting young girls. So that's how I got to meet Mom Kanye.
Is it hard getting out of this life?
It is hard. It is, especially, you first need to know what you want in life. But if you've been knocked down and you are at a low and you just don't see a way out, it's often very hard. But if there's someone who sees something in you and they actually give you the hope that, you know what, you can get out of this and you can get so much more out of life, then makes it a bit easier to leave. But if you have no one to turn to, if you have no one that actually believes in you, then you give in.
How old are the youngest girls that get into this life?
It can range from any age, especially orphans. Can go anywhere from 9, 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
How prevalent is it? I mean, I've heard statistics. Does this happen more often than most of us know?
More often than people actually know, because it doesn't just have to be someone that you meet on the streets. You can get sold by your uncle. If maybe your parents passed away and you are left in the care of your uncle or your aunt, or sometimes it's a friend actually.
Yeah.
Someone that is close to you and they introduce you to this life, not knowing, and you don't even know what you're getting yourself into at the time.
Can I tell you both what bothers me immensely is that this happens. Why am I not seeing it? I live in the city. I live in Johannesburg.
Actually happening in plain sight.
What? Plain sight. Explain that to me, Kanye, Pesh. How do we not see this?
Because it's not as dark and gloomy as people make it out to be. They make it actually look normal. They make it look normal. So you don't see girls walking around looking all depressed and sad, like, I need help. Because those girls actually think they're getting help. You know, you're getting a means to survive. Well,
and the clients, are these, does it happen in a specific place or is it all over Johannesburg? Will we be surprised to know what kind of clients they are?
Happens all over. Even in varsity, I was also exposed to it in varsity. So it's everywhere.
Even in varsity?
Yeah.
So, Pesh, would people be surprised to know what kind of clients do this with girls and kids?
It's ordinary people, like fathers, boyfriends. Your boyfriend could be doing it. It's ordinary people that you wouldn't think they're doing that.
Married men.
And they don't even, you wonder, like, do you have kids? Like, what? Don't you think of your kids? What if something, the same thing happens to your child? They don't think of that.
Do you resent them today? Do you wish you could speak to these clients and say to them why?
Yes, I would want to know, like, don't you have kids? Don't you have a sister? Don't you have a relative? Like, I'm sure you have a female relative in your family that you wouldn't want them to go through the same thing.
Are you angry, Kanye?
I'm angry, yes, but not so much angry as disappointed, because this is something that's actually very heavy, you know, because the only reason that this business is thriving is because there are customers. So if these men did not actually buy girls, then we wouldn't really have girls being trafficked, you know. So it's a sense of disappointment in all these men that actually
participate in like the trafficking of girls.
How much does a man pay for a girl?
You don't know because you don't get the money. The money goes.
You never see it.
No. Mm-mm.
So how do they give you? What do you get? The life, the
you
lifestyle.
Get the lifestyle.
So you never know.
Yeah.
Are the police doing enough?
I don't think so.
Do they know about this? And then they don't do anything. They look away.
I don't know if they know.
But they do know because this is something
Are they doing something about it?
No.
I don't think so.
Which kind of client surprised you the most? Are these people that we know? Are they well-to-do businessmen, family men, famous people? Would we be surprised? Can you?
Yes, definitely. Especially young, good-looking girls. Especially because they actually make you look good. As I was saying, you don't walk around looking...
And that's how we miss
desperate.
It.
Desperate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't walk around looking desperate.
We are talking about child sex trafficking. Astonishing figures here in South Africa and Johannesburg specifically. But Kanye and Pesh this morning joining us on the show. There's definitely their lives changed thanks to Home of Hope.
Yes, absolutely. Mom Kanye, who has been saving children off the streets for the past 18 years.
Incredible job, and they will tell you exactly how their lives turned for the good and how impressive it is right now. Coming up next.
Julle maak het nie baie maklik so op 'n woensdagoggend nie, nee. Ek is op pad werk toe en ek het nie my make-up oor na hierdie sessie van Good Morning Angels nie.
Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.